I'm Paul Karuba, and this is your soundcheck. It's been less than a year since the historic Austin Club Antone's moved from 5th Street, but the Austin Business Journal reported that the club's New Year's Eve show will be the last at its current East Riverside location. A group of investors purchased the venue in November and announced they intended to move the club back to downtown before South by Southwest in March. It's been rumored that Antone's will take over current neighbor Emo's old home at 6th and Red River, but as of yet, nothing's been confirmed. But we will keep you posted. Earlier in December, Rod Stewart hinted that there might be a Faces reunion sometime in 2015, but one member said, not so fast. Speaking to the UK's Uncut Music magazine, keyboardist and Central Texan Ian McLaughlin says he and drummer Kenny Jones are keeping the year open for a Small Faces reunion to celebrate the band's 50th anniversary. The Small Faces became the Faces when Stewart and Ron Wood joined up after the departure of guitarist Steve Marriott. McLaughlin didn't completely close the door on a Faces reunion, but he said that Stewart would have to wait until 2016. A new method developed by a group of Finnish and Danish researchers may help scientists understand how the brain processes music. Using fMRI scans, the researchers measured the brain responses of participants while they listened to a 16-minute excerpt from the Beatles' Abbey Road. Using computer models, they were able to accurately predict which part of the music the participants were listening to, based only on the scans. This lets them identify the key parts of the brain for processing music. In Austin, I'm Paul Karuba.